This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller.
Про що конкретно ми домовилися сьогодні?
In his Friday evening address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said it will be possible for Ukraine to start European Union accession negotiations this year after meeting top EU officials during a summit in Kyiv earlier in the day. The EU-Ukraine summit was the first on Ukrainian soil since the Russian invasion last February. It focused on improving access for Ukrainian products to the European Union market, helping Ukraine cover its energy needs after weeks of airstrikes, new sanctions, and prosecuting Russian leaders for the war. A federal jury in San Francisco, California, has decided that Elon Musk didn't deceive investors with his 2018 Tesla tweets. From the Associated Press, Norman Hall reports.
The 9-member jury took less than 2 hours to deliberate after 3 weeks of testimony. It's a major vindication for the billionaire, who is CEO of Tesla and Twitter. Musk tweeted in 2018 that he had received financing to buy Tesla in a deal that quickly unraveled. Musk spent about 8 hours on the witness stand during the trial and defended his motives. The trial hinged on whether his tweeting in 2018 misled Tesla shareholders, steering them in a direction that they argue cost them billions of dollars. I'm Norman Hall.
Acclaimed Iranian director Javhar Panahi has been released on bail 2 days after going on a hunger strike to protest his imprisonment last summer. Panahi was arrested last July and ordered to serve a 6-year sentence dating back to 2011 that had never been carried out. He is among several facing reprisals for criticizing authorities amid months of anti-government protests. For additional stories, 24